You know, I think that some of the young players really caught the attention of not just the folks in Oakland, but really around the National Football League, especially, you know, Derek Carr. I'm just so excited for him and really the future and what he brings to the table. I mean, I thought he showed great toughness. I think, you know, let's be honest, they weren't a great running team. Not a lot of separation at the wide receiver position. Yet, you know, Derek sat in there and made some great decisions, played, you know, through some injuries, and really was, you know, I thought really threw the ball well. And so that's really where it starts. I mean, there's so many teams here this year, every year looking for the quarterback. I think the Raiders found their quarterback in Derek Carr. And typically we see the most improvement from year one to year two in the offense. And so, you know, you hate to see a quarterback like that have to go through a coordinator change. But, you know, obviously Greg Olsen is no longer there and he's down in Jacksonville. But I think you got a good one in Billy Musgrave. I know Bill, and I think that's going to be a good mesh between Bill and Derek. And so that'll be the big challenge this offseason, getting them up to speed and make sure that they're, you know, they're integrated in terms of the communication, the verbiage, the terminology, those type of things. But, yeah, I think it's great that he got a chance to play a lot of football last year and go through the situational football in 2 minutes and try to bring his team from behind. And I mean, I did a couple of games last year. I did the San Diego game at home where he was incredible. He gave, you know, he went toe for toe with Phillip Rivers, and even the Seattle game where things, you know, go up into Seattle, handling the crowd noise. I mean, I was very, very impressed with what I saw from Derek.